Good morning, folks. How you feeling? How you doing on this Good Friday? Yes, we're on deck. Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile this morning right here. It is a Good Friday. Thank you for joining us. For many of you, a public holiday, but we want to hear from not only you, we'd love to hear from the workers. Workers, what are you doing? If you are having to turn up to work this morning and you can slip us a text or hop on the Great Southern Bank open line, please do so. 1300 01 1170. We're broadcasting through SEN 1170 AM here in Sydney. For the first hour, we welcome you listening on SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane. Patton Hills along, of course, from 6 AM Queensland time. If you're listening on the app, if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate you tuning into the home of sport. The Missile in the house, looking fit, man. How many videos does he post with his shirt off? Amazing stuff. Now, James, question, good morning to you. Does anyone or anything, and if so, what beats Penrith? Wow, I just, you know, they're favourites for the premiership again. James Magnuson, good morning.
Morning, Vossie. Yeah, that was much more of a domination than I expected last night. I think the Roosters would be, and Roosters fans would be smarting this morning. That one hurt, I reckon. That's 9 on the trot now. Panthers against the Roosters. And look, goes without saying, but if you can't beat the Panthers, you can't win the comp. So put a line through the Roosters.
You put a line through the Roosters. Just line through them. I was going more the positive than the negative.
Nah.
But in that's incredible run, isn't it? 9 straight wins, and in those 9, they've scored 20 or more in each of the 9 matches. So that is definitely wood on a team and an incredible stat when the Roosters have been good all the way through that period. You know, like they're a solid side, and Penrith have got their measure. So you've Redfelt penned them.
Yep.
Let's quickly go through it and throw at you. If you want to text in the power ranking order of who could possibly threaten, who can threaten the Panthers. I'm not even saying win. I'm just saying threaten them. What's the rankings order? Melbourne? Yep. I know Melbourne won 8-0 this year, but Penrith have had a mighty record against Melbourne as well.
You know the crazy one, Vossie? So Melbourne definitely can. Obviously Broncos can. They did all but win that grand final last year. Penrith, not their bogey team, but the one team that doesn't seem to be scared of Penrith is Parramatta.
Parramatta.
Parramatta turns up against Penrith every year.
Do you have Parramatta in your 8, James? Do you have Parramatta in your 8, though? Hard to win the comp from outside the 8.
No, I've almost got Parramatta in my 4, Vossie. I'm really impressed by Parramatta. Hurts the missing Mitch Moses, but particularly, you know what? And we might talk about this a little bit later. If Parramatta could get a sneaky Zach Lomax mid-season, top 4. Okay.
What was it again? Was it a woo? What?
It's a good Friday morning, Al. Right.
Now, let's just go a little bit personal before we get on to all the sport. Now, you have been posting some videos. Man, you're looking fit. You're looking strong. You're working on what at the moment? You are, like, how many hours a week are you doing training? You seem to be lifting a lot of weights. I mean, what's the workload for you at the moment, James?
This is probably the first week I've done, like, a full load, I would call, of training, both in the pool and in the gym. So I've done 3 swim sessions this week, 5 gym sessions so far. Probably get one more swim, one more gym in. But loving it, Vossie. Feel like I'm an athlete again. Living an athlete life, which the second time around, so the first time, you know, you're young. I turned professional when I was 18. You take it for granted a little bit. Second time around at 32, great privilege and a lot of fun. A little bit sore going to bed with the aches and pains at night. But
yeah, it sounds fun. It. So did you say your 6th gym session of the week coming up?
Yeah.
Still, you'll fit another one. Yeah, good. It's good, James Magnuson. Inspiration.
How about
you?
Me?
Yeah. 6? No, round the yard, bit of gardening fit. James?
Gardening fit, yeah. That's match fitness. It's a different type of fitness.
Yeah, that's right, match fitness.
Do all the work you want in the gym, but when you get out behind the Toro mower.
Yeah, wow. Going for it, yeah. Kill the music, Charlie Goodsir. Kill the music. If we had a question during the week, what happened to our health and wellness tips? They sort of dropped by the wayside, replaced by your mailbag. Is your mailbag up and running on a Good Friday, or does it get a holiday?
No,
like
it's,
Charlie had
it'll
yesterday.
Be there. It'll be there. The weird and wacky world of my mind never rests for public holidays. So
okay, so mailbag on deck on the public holiday. There was a time when it was seen as, you know, taboo, you know, playing sport on Good Friday, and now they're all in. I mean, the Waratahs are playing tonight. The AFL, not just one, they have 2 games on Good Friday. Rugby League's got its 2 games, has for a while. So, you know, And now we have sport on Christmas Day, so we just love sport, and that's why we're here on SEN. We love it. Special guest today, Dennis Scott. See, you don't have you have this show that you live this false life. You're fake. The Lawnmowers Club, and you have no grass where you live.
Yes.
Will you take any questions at all for Dennis Scott today? Former Bulldog, former Bronco, who now is an absolute superstar on Selling Houses Australia.
I actually do have a question for Dennis. Yes. I'll preface it now, Vossi. So we'd be Waverley Council, my street in Bondi, Blair Street. It's a big street, main street in Bondi. They came along and planted native plants all along the nature strip, both sides. There was already a lot of plants. Anyway, the one out the front of my place just hasn't grown. It just hasn't kicked on. Anyway, I went to walk the dog yesterday afternoon. There's a massive sign out the front. So stake into the ground with a big sign on it saying, "This tree has been poisoned. If you know anything, call this number."
Fair income.
Yeah. Waverley Council, chill out. I mean, I didn't poison it. I don't know if so. And now I'm walking past a tree. My dog's pissing on it. I'm looking around like, are people going to be...
What a story.
Are people going to be accusing me of poisoning the tree because it's out the front of my place? But honestly, I wouldn't know how to poison a tree. But someone's poisoned my bloody tree and Waverley Council might be on me.
Horse's head areas, isn't it? Yeah. Is it a sign?
But I'm thinking it's out the front of our place. So if it wasn't me that poisoned it, why is someone come and poison the tree?
Sun Yang, there? Did he poison it? Sun Yang, is there some deep-seated rivalry?
Look, I don't have a problem with Sun Yang. I'm thinking maybe the Australian Olympic Committee. Have they been down to Bondi?
Right. You're saying John Coates? You're saying John Coates is down there?
John Coates.
Like a ninja outfit and late at night sticking some black oil down in the root system of the tree. Wow.
Yeah, he's waddling down in chlorine.
I was expecting that on Good Friday.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes. Now let's get back to the football now that we've covered James's life from his training schedule in the dead tree. Do people stick solid with no meat on Good Friday, by the way? Just Brandy and I had a discussion. We both put hand on heart that we have strayed over the years to the point where I don't get it, like, at all. So I think eat up. But I'll eat what's put in front of me. So if there's prawns, if there's, But I'm not big on it. James, are you a stickler?
Me personally, not really, but my family, very strict. No meat on Good Friday. Yeah. I come from a good Catholic family, Vossi. We used to have to go to church every Sunday growing up. Was a real pain on a Sunday afternoon. Remember, the games didn't used to be live on a Sunday afternoon. So if the Bulldogs are playing, we had Sunday night mass at 6 p.m. on a Friday. We'd have to leave for mass at 5:40. No phones to check the score, so we might be going to mass at a 12-all Bulldogs Parramatta scoreline, and you don't find out till 2 hours later whether your side won or not. It was the bane of my existence, Sunday night church.
Yeah, and there would have been no Foxtel Go. Like, you couldn't take a mobile phone into the church and watch the game on the side.
No, I would now. But
the older boy wasn't giving you updates or anything like that. So,
nothing.
All right, that's interesting. Anyway, if you want to share your Easter experience, how you're getting about, but in particular, if you are working, give us a call or shoot in a text. Love to know and acknowledge the fact that you are putting in today. Now, let's talk about Panthers and Roosters. Yes, we can talk about the game. There's so many things. I mean, Penrith do things so well. I mean, Brad Schneider comes into the game and just, looks very accomplished. Jerome Luai stepped up. How many people did he beat with his step last night? Tito Taruva gets his first hat-trick. Dylan Edwards, superb. Takes over the goal kick. No dramas. They just tick every box. But there was a moment last night. The disallowed try for the Roosters to Joey Manu, where he ends up on his head. I noticed in the Herald today they did capture the photo in the corner. With Jarrod Warrior-Hargreaves, he's penalised as an obstruction. When he'd run... I know I said 15 metres through the line, but I've watched it back. He's run 11 metres through the defensive line. 11 metres. And he is seen to have obstructed fullback Dylan Edwards. Very controversial moment. Trent Robinson was rather reserved on the decision after the game. Made some points, but played it pretty cool. Have a listen.
Almost all people think it was a try, but the bunker says it's not a try. How worried are you that there is such a disconnect between the people making the decision and the people watching and playing the game?
I think, I don't want to sort of blow it out of proportion too much, but sometimes they're black and white with their decisions. and then sometimes they've got the decision-making component, and it varies on when they apply it, and that's probably what happened. They made they were sort of black and white with the obstruction, because Edwards changed his line as well. They were black and white with the obstruction call, and then on the one where there was an obstruction, they leave it to interpretation. I don't think we get it that wrong, to be honest. But yeah, it didn't fall in our favour tonight, and it might at some point.
Yeah, and the other one he's talking about there, James, is where Liam Martin actually took a right foot step and makes contact with Satili Tupanua. He's moving across. He's a lot closer to the try scorer than Dylan Edwards was in the JWH one. What's your read on that last night?
So from memory, Jared Weary Hargraves was almost next to the uprights, 5 metres beside
he's in the goal
the
line. Yeah, he's pretty much the in-goal area. They're attacking 11 metres out from the line.
Yeah,
the rest of the attack is 11 metres.
40 metres away from where Joey Manu eventually puts the ball down. There's no way that Dylan Edwards is getting there. Well, this is the thing, Vossi. The inconsistency. So last week, Jake Trbojevic, and I was pissed about this one, Jake Trbojevic gets done for stopping in the line.
Yep.
Walking into the line. Yep. Jared Weary Hargraves makes the effort to run through the line. Surely, once he's in back play, that's his, Dylan Edwards' job to get around him. Dylan Edwards could have gone either side of him quite easily.
100%, 100%.
You've seen ones like that in the past get pulled up for hitting a player without the ball.
Yeah. That's the point, isn't it? What if the Roosters, if Manu down in the corner decides to pass back inside, does Edwards become the offender then because he's tackled a man without the ball? Because that's what it was like last night. I didn't think it was Weary Hargreaves making contact with Edwards. I thought it was Edwards making contact with Weary Hargreaves. He's taken him out.
Yeah.
But you can have your say on that. 1300 01 1170. Also last night, Collingwood. I went for the Thursday threesome, James, yesterday, head-to-head with Brandy. I got Collingwood up against Brisbane, winning 92-72. So Collingwood are 1-3, and Lions are 0-3, and have lost twice at home. And then the basketball, what about that? Thriller, Melbourne United. I tipped Melbourne United. They've taken it to a game 5 on Sunday. 88-86. Jack Jumpers led with a minute to go. Could have been done, first title.
What are they to now? Game 6?
No, game 5.
Game 5.
How are you going? Yeah. You've really connected with the business end of the season. No, it's a best of 5 series.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Vossi. When it comes to NBL, I'm not an expert.
Okay. Clickbait.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So the Great Southern Bank open line is 1300 01 1170. The text line is open for business. You can rip in there and just tell us where you are, where you're listening on Good Friday, what's your game plan.
Can I just say, if you're listening in the car, just be careful. 2 police cars between Bondi and North Sydney this morning at 5 a.m. So
double demerits.
They're out in force today, people. They're revenue raising. Stay safe out there.
Double demerits. And if you're a South Sydney fan, is this D-Day? Man, just what if Souths conceded a bit against your Dogs today? What about the heat on South Sydney?
What if?
Pressure. Round 4, pressure.
When South Sydney got defeated by the Bulldogs today. I got a feeling.
No, we don't have to do that again.
Yeah, okay. It didn't work last time, so.
James, who are we here for? Who are we here for?
Well, see, we're here for Bryden's Lawyers. If you're unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Give us a call. 1300 01 1170 is the Great Southern Bank open line. And thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM.